Alright folks, welcome back to Overthink and Cure. Your daily dose of calm in this crazy world. I'm Riley Hart, and if you're anything like me, you've probably been running around like a chicken with its head cut off lately. Juggling work, relationships, responsibilities, sometimes it feels like we're all just trying to keep our heads above water. But here's the thing, taking care of yourself shouldn't be an afterthought. It shouldn't be something you squeeze in between emails and grocery shopping. You deserve to prioritize your well-being, because when you feel good, everything else flows better. And that's what we're diving into today. Creating a self-care plan that actually works for you, not some generic blueprint you find on Pinterest. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Self-care? Isn't that just bubble baths and face masks? Look, those things are awesome, but self-care is so much more than that. It's about recognizing your needs, both physical and emotional, and actively taking steps to meet them. Think of it as a personalized prescription for happiness, tailored specifically for you. So let's get into 5 key takeaways that will help you build that perfect self-care plan. First up, identify your stressors. Ever feel like there's this invisible weight dragging you down? That's stress. It can show up in different ways: anxiety, fatigue, irritability, even physical aches and pains. Recognizing what triggers those feelings is the first step to managing them. Is it work deadlines? Social media overload? Family drama? Once you know your stressors, you can start finding healthy ways to cope. Second, find your joy anchors. What activities truly make you feel alive and fulfilled? It could be anything: painting, hiking, reading, baking a delicious cake, even just having deep conversations with loved ones. These joy anchors are what keep you grounded and bring happiness into your life. Make time for them, even if it's just for a few minutes each day. Third, set realistic boundaries. You can't pour from an empty cup, right? Saying no to things that drain your energy is not selfish, it's self-preservation. Learn to politely decline requests that overwhelm you or don't align with your priorities. This might feel uncomfortable at first, but trust me, it gets easier. And remember, boundaries are essential for maintaining healthy relationships and protecting your own well-being. Fourth, practice mindfulness. Ever feel like your mind is racing a million miles an hour? Mindfulness helps you bring your attention to the present moment, noticing thoughts and feelings without judgment. It's like hitting the pause button on your inner chatter. Try simple techniques like deep breathing exercises or meditation. Even just a few minutes a day can make a difference. And finally, be kind to yourself. You're human. You're going to have good days and bad days. Practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a close friend. Forgive yourself for mistakes, celebrate your successes, and remember that you're doing the best you can. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a busy mom juggling work, kids, and household chores. She's constantly on the go, running from one task to another, feeling overwhelmed and exhausted. One day, she realizes she needs to make a change. She decides to create a self-care plan. She starts by scheduling 30 minutes each morning for yoga. It helps her clear her head and feel more grounded. On weekends, she carves out time for walks in nature with her family, connecting with loved ones and enjoying the fresh air. She also learns to say no to extra commitments that drain her energy. And she reminds herself daily that she's doing a great job, even on the tough days. Slowly but surely, Sarah starts feeling more balanced and fulfilled. She has more energy, less stress, and a stronger sense of well-being. Remember, creating a self-care plan isn't about adding another thing to your already overflowing to-do list. It's about making time for yourself, the person who deserves love, attention, and care. So take a deep breath, make a commitment to prioritize your well-being, and watch as you transform from stressed to serene. Go out there and create a life that feels good, inside and out. And remember, if you found this helpful, share it with a friend who needs a little self-care boost. Catch you in the next episode of Overthink and Cure, where we help you find your inner peace, one podcast at a time.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.